Members of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee begin a two-day meeting today in Washington. It's been 4 years since they raised a key interest rate, and analysts predict there will be a rate hike tomorrow. Joining me now is David Wessel, Deputy Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where is the rate now that the Fed controls, and you know, what's your opinion? Will it be raised?
Well, the federal funds interest rate, which is the key Federal Reserve rate, it's actually the one that banks use to lend money to each other overnight, but it's sort of the foundation of the whole interest rate structure in the United States, is now at a very low 1%. It's a 46-year low, actually. It really isn't much a question of opinion. The Fed has done an extraordinary job this time of doing everything but having Alan Greenspan stand out in front of the building with a big upward-facing arrow to declare that this is the week, it's coming on Wednesday, that they'll raise interest rates. The expectations are pretty widespread that they'll raise it just by 1/4 percentage point each time, and the Fed has done nothing to discourage that prediction.
Well, okay, so why are they? Well, almost definitely raising the rate.
The first question is, why are rates at 1% so low? And the reason is that after the stock market bubble burst and 9/11, and then the U.S. Was in danger, in the Fed's opinion, of falling into the kind of deflation that has plagued Japan, the Fed put its foot to the monetary accelerator and has been doing everything it can to keep the economy moving. It made it possible for lots of Americans to refinance their mortgages, for car companies to give zero interest loans, and all sorts of things. And now it feels that that period of danger is past, and it's beginning the process of getting rates to what it considers a more normal level.
Go ahead.
No, why now is just that the economy is finally strong enough to take it.
Not everyone is convinced that the economy is heating up. Could an interest rate hike do damage to the economy?
I think most people are convinced that the economy is getting better, and so this is one of the less controversial decisions that the Fed has had to make among the people who think about these things for a living. There are two dangers. One danger, which I think the Fed has waited long enough to avoid, is that it's premature and that they would choke off this nascent economic recovery. I think it looks like we're past that point. But the second danger is that when the Fed has been holding interest rates very low for a very long time, people get sort of hooked on it, and especially people who are in the business of borrowing money at one rate and lending at another or doing sophisticated investments could get really overextended. So one of the reasons the Fed has been talking so much about rate increases is to avoid upsetting the whole financial system, which is what happened in 1994 when it raised rates after a long period of keeping them low.
Have the markets factored in a hike in interest rates?
Yes. The financial markets widely expect the Fed to raise interest rates now and to keep raising them for the rest of the year so that by Christmas time, the 1% Fed funds rate will have turned into a 2% Fed funds rate.
And this rate cut, how will it affect people with adjustable rate mortgages and credit card debt?
It'll make them pay more for borrowing. That's the idea, that if it's harder for people to borrow, they'll spend just a little more readily, and the economy will tend to slow down a bit. This is the way that the Fed is taking its foot off the accelerator. It's not putting its foot on the brakes, but it's putting its foot on the economic, taking its foot off the economic accelerator. For people who have money in money market funds, on the other hand, it'll mean a little more income because their interest rates are tied to those that the Fed sets.
Is it at all significant that rate hikes are coming during a presidential election?
It's certainly unusual. The Fed, if it had its druthers, prefers to keep its hands off the interest rate lever during an election, although in many instances in the recent past, it has found that the economy was such that it had to move rates in an election year. I think this time it's not a big factor because the economy got better pretty more rapidly than the Fed had anticipated, so they had little choice. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a big factor in the Kerry Bush election.
David Wessel is Deputy Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau. Thanks very much.
Thank you.